KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports last night, in wrestling action, Audubon beat Woodward Granger 65-18. The Wheelers also downed Panorama 52-21 as part of a double duel. Panorama beat Woodward Granger 42-32. Also in a double duel, it was Shenandoah over Denison 52-24. Tri-Center beat Shenandoah 44-27. Tri-Center over Denison 61-18. Guthrie Center beat AHST 57-24. Guthrie Center downing Exira EHK 60-20. And Guthrie Center beating Griswold 48-27. Glenwood beat Red Oak 72-3. Glenwood downing St. Albert 69-11, and Red Oak beat St. Albert 48-30. Also, Creston over Harlan 52-15 last night. Bedford Lennox beat Clark 59-24. Thomas Jefferson beat Abraham Lincoln 42-28. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abe Lincoln 52-24, while Sergeant Bluff Luton also beat Thomas Jefferson 43-21. Odebolt Arthur BCIG a winner over Woodbine 40-36. Woodbine also out wrestled Lawton Bronson 42-27. Last night. Well, the fourth-ranked Iowa wrestling team hosts number 5 Ohio State tonight in a Big Ten showdown. Last year, Iowa was ranked second when Ohio State won 7 of 10 matches in Columbus to beat the Hawks 21-9, ending a 34-duel losing streak to the Hawkeyes. Iowa coach Tom Brands is expecting the Hawkeyes will be fired up for this meeting as well. Ohio State is coached by former Hawkeye wrestler Tom Ryan.
Well-coached team and team that's coming in for blood. Make no mistake. They were very fired up when we came to town last year, and now they're coming to our town, and I'm sure without speaking for them too much, they're wanting to do some destruction, but we got to take care of what we take care of. We have the same big matches that they have.
The Iowa-Ohio State duel is set for 7 o'clock at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight. It'll be televised live by the Big Ten Network. Iowa also will host Purdue for a duel in Iowa City on Sunday at 5 p.m. Iowa State wrestles at number 10 Oklahoma this weekend, while Northern Iowa hosts Iowa Western Community College. Both of those duels begin at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. In high school basketball action last night, in boys' hoops, it was AHST beating Nishnabotna 58-35. Riverside, a winner over Fremont Mills, 64-44. East Mills got by Griswold, 48-41. Red Oak over Underwood, 58-53. Arweva topping Whiting, 53-37. Boyer Valley beat Westwood, 56-35. IKM Manning over West Harrison, 89-31. Murray beat Orient Maxburg, 65-31. Odebolt Arthur BCIG over Logan Magnolia, 66-39. Omaha Northwest beat Thomas Jefferson 57-46. Omaha Roncalli over St. Albert 56-45. West Monona topping Charter Oak Ute 72-44, while West Nottoway, Missouri was a 47-45 winner over South Page. In girls basketball last night, Griswold beat East Mills 43-21. Nishnabotna topping AHST 54-42. St. Albert beat Underwood 51-29. Charter Oak Ute over West Monona 53-29. IKM Manning a winner over West Harrison 93-25. Murray beat Orient Maxburg by 10, 55-45. Odebolt Arthur BCIG, a winner over Logan Magnolia, 77-22. Omaha Gross Catholic beat Abraham Lincoln, 51-35. And Westwood over Boyer Valley, 50-27. We have girls basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Hawkeye 10 conference play as Atlantic visits Denison tonight. Girls contest on the air. We're on the air about 7:30 tonight. We'll have all the play-by-play for you this evening of that girls-Hawkeye 10 matchup. First time out after the holiday break for both of those teams. That's Atlantic at Denison. Girls Hoops live tonight here on KJAN. As We'll be live in Denison this evening here on the AM, the FM, on the web at KJAN.com, and on your smartphones as well. Just download that KJAN app for your iPhone or Android-based phone. Well, second-ranked Michigan remains undefeated in men's college basketball after they breezed through the Big Ten opener against Northwestern. Trey Burke scored 23 points, and the Wolverines improved to 14-0 for the first time in 27 years by ripping the Wildcats 94-66 in Evanston last night. Third-ranked Arizona almost lost its Pac-12 opener at home before Kevin Parham scored 5 of his 16 points in overtime to lift the Wildcats to a 92-83 win over Colorado. Also, number 10 Gonzaga was a 78-62 winner against Pepperdine last night. The Bulldogs are 14-1. All-American Doug McDermott is the undisputed star for Creighton, but he's not a one-man show. The 16th-ranked Blue Jays have used consummate team efforts to start 13-1 and win their first two Missouri Valley Conference games. In Creighton's hard-earned 79-72 victory over Illinois State on Wednesday, the Redbirds did all they could to neutralize McDermott at the expense of leaving Grant Gibbs unguarded. McDermott still scored 15 points, but he had only 4 at halftime. Gibbs made the Redbirds pay, though, scoring 12 of his 16 points in the first half in one of his best games of the season, and when Gibbs wasn't roaming free, Ethan Raggi was knocking down one of his 6 3-pointers. Indiana State, which has won its first two conference games for the first time in 5 seasons, will visit the Blue Jays on Saturday. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women gave up a 13-point lead in regulation and then pulled out early in overtime as they went on to beat 24th-ranked Ohio State 77-71 in their Big Ten opener in Iowa City last night. Iowa was down by 1 at the half but went on a 10-4 run to start the second half. Coach Lisa Bluter talked about that in the postgame.
You know, I thought our zone defense was a lot better in the second half. I thought we did a pretty good job with that. But, you know, really we talked to our team just about being a little bit more aggressive offensively, trying to get to the free throw line better. You know, in the first half, we only took 3 free throws, and we ended up with 18 for the game.
Well, Thierra Taylor led the Hawkeyes with 19 points. Morgan Johnson had 16, and Jamie Printy 14, as Iowa improves to 13-3 overall. The Iowa women will host Michigan on Sunday. A couple of games in the NBA last night. It was New York over San Antonio 100-83, while Minnesota got by Denver 101-97. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, fifth-ranked Oregon showcased its high-octane offense Thursday night while they silenced Heisman Trophy finalist Colin Klein. DeAnthony Thomas scored a pair of first-quarter touchdowns, and the Ducks never trailed in a 35-17 win over seventh-ranked Kansas State. Thomas returned the opening kickoff 94 yards for a touchdown before grabbing a 23-yard scoring pass from Marcus Mariota. The Wildcats got within 15-10 before Mariota hit Kenyon Barner for a 24-yard touchdown just before halftime. Barner ran for 143 yards on 30 carries as the Ducks finished 12-1, dropping K-State to 11-2. Klein threw for a touchdown but was just 17 of 32 for 151 yards and 2 interceptions. Well, former Iowa football players Micah Hyde, James Ferentz, and Keenan Davis have been selected to play in the East-West Shrine Game later this month. That contest, an all-star game meant to showcase outgoing seniors for NFL scouts, will be held January 19th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hyde was named the Big Ten's Defensive Back of the Year in 2012 and shared team MVP honors with Ferentz. Ferentz was a second-team All-Big Ten pick at center last season. Davis caught 47 passes for 571 yards and a touchdown in 2012. Well, seven NFL coaches' vacancies are up for grabs, with three revolving around Andy Reid. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the former Eagles coach is in deep negotiations with the Chiefs to replace Romeo Crennel. The two sides are working out the details, and Reid has canceled plans to interview for other openings. That's according to the person who spoke anonymously to the AP. With Reid seemingly out of the picture, the Arizona Cardinals have received permission to interview Pittsburgh offensive coordinator Todd Haley for their head coaching job. Haley is a former head coach of the Chiefs and was the offensive coordinator for Arizona in the Cardinals' Super Bowl run in the 2008 season. Cardinals defensive coordinator Ray Horton and Denver Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy are also pursuing that job. The Eagles will interview Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy on Sunday in Denver. The Eagles have already interviewed Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Mike Nolan and special teams coordinator Keith Armstrong since Reid was fired on Monday after a 4-12 season. Colts offensive coordinator Bruce Arians has been given permission to interview with the Chicago Bears for their head coaching job. It remains unclear when that meeting will take place because teams cannot interview coaches whose teams are still in the playoffs. The Bears are trying to replace Lovie Smith, who was fired Monday. They're believed to be looking for someone who can jumpstart an offense that has repeatedly struggled to be consistent. Arians has never been an NFL head coach, but he went 9-3 while he was filling in for Chuck Pagano while the Colts coach was undergoing cancer treatments. The San Diego Chargers also are reportedly interested in Arians, but the Colts have not confirmed that they've received a request. The Browns are looking forward to meeting with Oregon's Chip Kelly about their head coaching vacancy. So are the Eagles and the Bills, who are interested in signing the Ducks coach and offensive mastermind. Browns owner Jimmy Haslam and CEO Joe Banner have scheduled an interview with Kelly that could take place as early as today. The Browns are looking to replace Pat Shurmur, who was fired following a 5-11 season. Kelly's stock rose even more with last night's convincing win over Kansas State in the Fiesta Bowl. Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien is staying put. His agent says that O'Brien garnered interest from several NFL teams, but won't pursue those opportunities. The agent adds that O'Brien's experience from Penn State's 8-4 season in his first year outweighed the potentially big raise he could have received as an NFL head coach. O'Brien has been lauded for guiding Penn State to a successful season following strict NCAA sanctions on Penn State for the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Well, Billy Cundiff had an impressive first day of practice with the San Francisco 49ers while kicking alongside struggling veteran David Akers as coach Jim Harbaugh closely watched. Cundiff signed a one-year contract on Tuesday with the NFC West champion Niners to compete with Akers. Akers revealed that he had received death threats on Twitter last week and has since closed his account. Akers has been in a slump this season. He's 29 of 42 on field goal attempts after hitting 44 of 52 last season. Michigan State running back Le'Veon Bell will skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Bell rushed for 1,793 yards on 382 carries this season. He says this was the hardest decision of his life, but he couldn't pass up an opportunity to pursue his dream and potentially change his mother's life. Well, the NHL lockout heads into its 111th day without a resolution. The league spokesman announced shortly before 9 last night that federal mediator Scott Beckenbaugh was still working with the two sides, but they would not get back to the bargaining table before today. After a long night of talks Wednesday, the league and the union returned to the bargaining table Thursday afternoon in New York, and they talked for about an hour before going their separate ways. The sides have moved closer to one another while swapping proposals, but key issues remain, including salary cap and pensions. Commissioner Gary Bettman says he's told the union that a deal needs to be in place by next week so that a 48-game hockey season could begin on January 19th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.